When you think of roller derby, you're probably going to picture two teams of women dressed up in crazy outfits, wild hair flowing out the bottom of a helmet, and hitting. Lots of hitting. You're listening to KNKX, and the players who are part of Centralia's Rainy City Roller Dolls see the sport a little differently. It's an outlet for a group of misfits to cobble together their own family. KNKX producer Ariel Van Cleve has the story.
The team practices three times a week in the Centralia Rollerdrome. And the skating rink is exactly what you'd hope it would look like, with green and pink neon light tubes. There's a disco ball hanging from the ceiling prominently in the middle of the rink. It's also a very quiet place on a Sunday morning when I join the team for its usual run-throughs of exercise and drills. Only about half the members showed up for this one, but that isn't stopping them. That's Connie Gardner's voice. She's better known in the derby world as Contagious. She's also one of the leaders of this group of skaters. Gardner's been in four different derby leagues and came to the game from a slightly different path than maybe a typical sporty type would. She just wanted to make friends.
I've never played a sport. I've never been physical. I've never felt the urge to work out. I've never done any of that. I was bored. I was like, hey, I should check out this roller derby thing.
Going from non-athlete to, as she calls herself, an okay skater, hasn't necessarily been an easy transition, but it's been worth it.
I genuinely love these people to death, and so I just keep coming back because there's no reason not to.
Gardner says the Rainy City Roller Dolls give her a familial feel, and out of all the groups she's played with, she's been the most comfortable with this team of skaters.
We want to help each other and build each other up and work with each other and just enjoy each other and their company. And so it doesn't matter whether this is your first season or your 10th season, right? We're all in it together, and we're only as good as each other.
That's a big part of derby, supporting your fellow teammate when you see they're struggling with learning the rules of the game, or even how to skate. A lot of roller derby players, just like Gardner, come to the game without much experience of actually being on a team. And that could be for a few reasons. Concerned about not being athletic enough, maybe the cost to play is gonna be too high. For others, as Gardner explains, players might not have felt comfortable with other teams.
We are, I think, the only sport that is so gender inclusive, which is incredible and something I truly love. We have folks that are non-binary. We have folks that identify as queer. We have folks that identify as straight. We have folks that don't identify, you know.
Two of the seven players at practice the day I'm there identify with he, him, they, them pronouns. Tay Hopkins, or NB Demick, says for him, playing with the team means more than just getting a little exercise.
I obviously need like a place that's safe for me and no one's going to give me a hard time in regards to gender stuff, because it's just like at the end of the day I just want to play a sport and not have to deal with like any kind of issues or anything like that.
In fact, derby is Hopkins' first ever team sport, thanks in large part to the rules around who gets to play. The Women's Flat Track Derby Association, which governs teams like Rainy City, adopted a gender policy 7 years ago focused on making the sport more inclusive. And now, even the team has talked about revising its own name to replace or completely drop the Dolls from the title. Hopkins says he isn't surprised to see these changes happen.
Because originally with like roller derby, it's kind of like tied into like the punk rock feminist sort of movement. So I feel like roller derby kind of caters to like the marginalized group of people.
It also caters to people looking for an outlet. In Hopkins' case, he wanted to get out of the house more and find ways to cope with his mental health. For Ivana Papatart, a.k.a. Becky Parvin, it was a way to spend her time after her kids left the house. She says each of the players is searching for something, whether it's getting out your aggression, staying active, or finding new friends. Parvin has dedicated herself to the sport after trying it out on a whim a few years ago in Tacoma. And it's made her feel empowered, even on her worst days.
Over the years, you know, there's always the self-doubt that comes in. Oh, I didn't have a good practice. I didn't do that well. But I am strong. And the most important thing is I'm not sitting on my couch. I'm out. I'm enjoying myself. I mean, these people are just, I mean, no matter where my story ends, you know, years from now or next year, because the team changes so much because life happens and people go. But these people here will always be a part of me, always.
That camaraderie is what Parvin says sets roller derby apart. and it may have something to do with it being such a high contact sport.
In other sports, I feel like you still have your personal bubble. I mean, yeah, there's a tiny bit of contact, but when you start like contacting each other, like literally, you know, your shoulders are making contact, your hips are making contact, you don't have a bubble. In society, those bubbles are what protect you. And so when you start tearing down those bubbles, it just kind of automatically, I think, just lets people in.
The act of letting people in isn't an easy thing for anybody. But players on this team have found that taking a risk, both physical and mental, can pay off. And that's made it possible to create a community for themselves. Ariel Van Cleve, KNKX News.